Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. My goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, today I'm going to be speaking about weight loss and chronic fatigue. Weight loss as in sort of being underweight. So if you stay with me in the next few minutes, you'll learn the link between how having chronic fatigue can lead to losing weight and even anorexia. And I'll give sort of information on the symptoms and how that can happen, and also share personal stories as well. So this is quite a common thing actually that I see with my clients, well, certain clients, that when they have chronic fatigue. I'll share a personal story about this. So personally, when I suffered with chronic fatigue syndrome, I was housebound for 3 years with just severe exhaustion. And it wasn't until I saw a nutritionist and followed her plan that I started getting well again, which is why I trained to become a nutritionist. But when I was suffering from fatigue, I realised looking back on it now that I was probably under eating just because I didn't have the energy to stand up and cook a meal. It was just exhausting. I mean, before I got ill, I was always fine. I'd always eat enough. But, you know, when I got fatigue, I just didn't have the energy to cook. And it wasn't until later that I realised that I sort of lost weight and was underweight, that then I took, you know, action to gain weight to a normal weight again. So some people, this can happen to them without even them being aware of it. Because I had a client, he was, you know, suffering with really severe fatigue and he couldn't work. And he was also, you know, underweight, sort of borderline underweight normal. So he was also, you know, he would do an activity such as maybe walk his son to school and then come back, and he'd have to have a nap because it was exhausting, and because he was trying to eat healthily and he was sort of reacting to a lot of food as well, that he became underweight. But you know, after we worked together, we managed to help him gain some weight and have more energy, and his digestive symptoms cleared up, like his bloating and gas, constipation. So yeah, this is quite a common. I've got a client at the moment as well that I'm seeing it in. It doesn't always just happen with chronic fatigue as well. It can be that maybe you have more milder fatigue, but for instance, someone who's really busy, who's on the go all the time, you know, maybe you work full time, rushing about and just not having the time to sit down and eat properly, or sort of not knowing what to prepare and eat. I see that a lot as well. And that can lead to, you know, perhaps not eating enough, and then that's like a negative cycle, because then it can exacerbate the fatigue if you're not eating enough to power your body with all the nutrients it needs. Then you have fatigue, and then you don't have the energy to cook a proper meal. So you just, grab a ready meal, put it in the oven, or, grab something convenient, just a snack or something. And it kind of exacerbates the cycle. So it's really important to address that. I mean, it can happen in even, people who are overweight. There's sort of a common myth that people who are overweight should, eat a lot less, but that can backfire because when you're not eating enough for what your body needs, you can feel more tired, and it can also lead to you holding on to the weight because your body perceives it as a famine, so it makes it harder to lose weight actually. So you can, I've seen this in several sort of circumstances. So yeah, I mean, obviously there's different degrees of weight loss as well. There's, the just sort of slight weight loss where you're maybe borderline normal underweight, and then of course there's anorexia, which is a lot more serious, where you have a sort of BMI of I think 14 or less, where this is more sort of a mental health issue where you're not eating enough because you feel like you're sort of fat, but actually you're not. You've got a low body weight, and it's sort of a distorted perception in how you see yourself, and it can lead to, missing meals and just not eating enough. And it's also can be just a lack of self-worth as well, in terms of not feeling that you're worth nourishing your body or not feeling good enough. It can happen a lot in anorexia can happen in sort of young girls, maybe in their teens or 20s, because especially you see in magazines, there's a lot of pressure to, to look perfect, and or people in certain industries like dancers. It can put a lot of pressure on people, or people who are more perfectionistic. So there's different degrees of it, but it's something to be aware of with fatigue. Maybe take a look at yourself. Are you eating enough? Are you sort of going long gaps through the day without eating? Are you rushing, your food, just grabbing snacks? Because it can have a harmful impact on your energy, leading to malnutrition. So it's all about making sure you're eating enough what you need and just really loving yourself, giving yourself that time, taking a long enough break at lunch to sit down and have a proper meal, really. Taking time in the morning before you go to work to have a proper breakfast, and cooking in the evening, even if you're feeling exhausted, or maybe getting help with family to do it. So, yeah, I hope that's interesting for you. I mean, it's personal to me as well. I was underweight when I was ill, but it wasn't until I actually was on the nutrition course that I realised this. So I immediately sorted that out, and now I've been able to sort of maintain a normal, healthy weight. It's just all about awareness, isn't it, of these things? Yeah. So it's something to watch in other people as well. Maybe you can see it in family or friends. Obviously, for something like anorexia, that's serious. They need to, go to a doctor, get help. Maybe see like a psychologist as well. It's, yeah, important to get help with these things, from an expert who, so what you should be eating as well. I mean, I have helped some clients as well to gain weight, get more in the normal weight range, as well as helping clients to lose weight as well. But often they're similar sort of mentalities in both the underweight group and the overweight group. like a lack of self-love, being sensitive. But yeah, well, I hope that's, helped today, give you some food for thought. And I will be back again next week with more sort of helpful tips for fatigue. And yeah, wherever you are in the world, whether it's day or night, have a lovely time. And thanks for listening. And do hit subscribe so you get the latest updates. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Okay, bye for now, everyone. Take care.